Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Taos in Baltimore. And I just realized I'm losing my voice during a cup of Super Bowl week. It is all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. At some point, it'll be over, just like the Super Bowl itself. The Magic 8-Ball. We've been rubbing this all week, all over town. I'm wearing my Fadley shirt because, I mean, you listen to the show, you know what an idiot I am. I did not do the show on Tuesday at Fadley's. It was, I like to say it was force majeure, but really I just locked my equipment in the trunk of my car and sent my car to Washington, D.C. So we're going to do Fadley's 2 weeks from now. We're going to be at Libs Grill on Wednesday. And by the time you hear this, a cup of Super Bowl will be complete. We had over 30 guests. All of it will be up at Baltimore Positive after the Super Bowl because I've been busy this week because, Justin Tucker and the Orioles signing some guy I had to Google. And now Luke Jones is here, and it is the weekend. There's a big game on Sunday, Luke. Maybe you know that or not. And I woke up on Friday morning, as you did, to many, many, many angry people that Lamar Jackson did not win his third MVP.
Yeah, I mean, a tough night for Ravens fans who tuned in to NFL honors, not just Lamar Jackson losing out to Josh Allen, and we'll get into that certainly, but
By the way, I made
also.
it through 2 minutes. Snoop was horrible. I went to bed. Like, I watched the first 5 minutes, all the re like people didn't know whether to
I
laugh or
hear
not.
you.
Some of it was mean, some of it was weird, like all of it. And I'm like, woo, stick to the chisel. That, like, woo.
It was really just a reminder to me that why I don't watch any awards shows because they're terrible.
Can I say that before we even get going? I thought about this last night. I'm 2 minutes in. My wife's like, there's Ray. She's elbowing me, Ray Lewis. And I'm like, I'm asleep. I'm like, no. I'm like, I don't like any of these shows. I don't like the Grammys. I don't like the Oscars. I don't like the Tonys, and I've never watched them. I don't like parades. I mean, except when I'm in them and it's a Super Bowl parade, but I didn't really like the second one because I thought it was kind of like, dangerous. But I don't like parades and I don't like honor shows. So there, I just want to be cranky before the weekend goes because I've done all this nice stuff, charity. Yeah, I've had everything happen this week. I don't like award shows. So thank you for saying that.
Yeah, well, and you have Terrell Suggs and Marshall Yanda, who look, I think you and I talked about this at a few different times. I mean, even going back to when Marshall Yanda retired, we started talking about that. I think as Ravens fans, it's easy to get caught up in the first ballot thing when you have Jonathan Ogden, one of the greatest left tackles of all time, Ray Lewis, maybe the best middle linebacker of all time, but certainly in the top three or four. And same with Ed Reed at the safety position. So they were all very deserving slam dunk first ballot Hall of Famers. And the voters got those right. When you look at Suggs, when you look at Yanda, I think there are two guys that are deserving of the Hall of Fame. I think they will be in at some point in time. But we have to remember, when you're talking about a first ballot Hall of Famer, that is a truly elite group within an exclusive club. You go back to the year 2000, I think there have been 42 first year ballot Hall of Famers in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So when you look at Suggs, when you look at Yanda, sure, I see Hall of Fame credentials. Do I see guys that are going to jump the line when you're talking about Jared Allen, for example, who did finally get the call on Thursday night, or talking about someone like Jyre Evans at the guard position, and knowing the history of guards and how slowly voters are to come around to vote in that position group, generally speaking, and not that many of them, I think it was more expected than not that they weren't going to get in. And as our pal Chris Pica put out on Twitter, and we retweeted that, they didn't make the final seven even. But the fact that they were finalists, their first year of eligibility, I think bodes well that they'll get in eventually. But wasn't this year. It may not be next year. It may not be the year after that, as many have talked about, the voting credentials, the voting process has tightened up a little bit in thoughts of not maybe not putting in quite as many because
Well, it's not a
that's
fight anymore. They don't get in a room and do it. They would be doing that on Saturday traditionally. Now it literally is a presentation and a vote. So you put names in the fish bowls, and if the fish bowl has enough names, they get in. If they don't, they don't get in. And I've talked to 11, I think 11 Hall of Fame voters since Christmas. Going back to Howard Balzer and even Vic Carucci when the Ravens played the Bills. Every city has one. I've not had Scott Garceau on the show lately because I don't even know what he thinks. I don't think he even writes what he thinks. I don't. He's not a very public dude to talk. He doesn't have a Facebook. He's not that guy. But I don't know how it goes or what. But I talked to all of those guys. They all think Yanda's getting in first. They all think Suggs is getting in. Steve Smith, I think nobody jumped on the table and say he's getting in. Nobody's done that with me, so I don't know. I mean,
Yeah.
Hines Ward's had trouble getting in. So, and the wide receiver position is.
That position, you're right. I mean, Reggie Wayne, Torrey Holt, I mean, these are guys that statistically, because of the way the game has trended over 3 or 4 decades, have deserving
Well, when you
profiles.
measure them against Lance Allworth, yeah, but like then there's the part where they get it's held against Torrey Holt that Kurt Warner threw him the ball. It's held against Reggie Wayne, and I did it, that Peyton Manning threw him the ball. So there is a point, and I think it was held against Lamar that he had great players around him this year, and Josh Allen had to do it with who's in my huddle, you know? So I do think these votes become. Let me say this. The only thing I hate more than the award shows themselves are the awards. So, you know what I mean? Whether it's team good guy, you know, that you give to the guy that doesn't even come out and take the podium when he loses the game, whether it's MVP this year or like, and it's all so subjective. I saw you drew up, and I had Jamal on this week, Jamal Lewis. Who should have been the 2003 MVP? And 22 years later, he's still screwed. And Eddie Murray's still screwed from '83. So you know, like,
I disagree, but go
we're
ahead.
back to the point where race was involved in that. You know, like,
Cal Ripken was a shortstop, though. Like, yeah, I think that's
Jim
aged way
Rice
better.
was black. That was the problem with Jim Rice. So back in 1980,
All
81,
right.
82, because he was the best player in baseball for a while. So, And then struggled to get into the Hall of Fame after that because the sports writers were white. So as we have, you know, Nazi South Africans taking a peek at all of our Social Security this week, I still look at racism as a key component of a lot of things. Classism for Marvin Miller in Hall of Fames. So I've seen all of the politics of all this. Plus I've met the voters and I know who the voters are and they're human. I think it's harder with the Cooperstown thing where they'd send ballots out to 1 million people. The Heisman thing was ridiculous. My radio station had a Heisman vote at one point for some dude who did once a week reports around here. I'm not kidding. Like the bar was low. The Hall of Fame thing has never been low. It's always been like experts of experts of experts. But I still think when it comes down to it for Lamar getting into the Hall of Fame, if Lamar,
There's
something
no
tragic
if.
happens, right?
Lamar is going to be in the Hall of
The
Fame. I
three
mean,
MVPs versus the two MVPs. Right? Well, you say that. I don't know who the voters are in 2038.
go look at the list of two-time MVPs. They're all getting in. They're all in the Hall of Fame, and most of them are first ballot guys. I mean, Kurt Warner waited a little while,
Well, Eli Manning
but
didn't get in. All right. I mean, he
he's
might
not a
really
two-time
struggle.
MVP.
He's not, but he's not. He's going to have the
I don't know
Super
if he
Bowl
should get in.
titles. Not, well, it's like when Billick spins the ring and says, "See the ring?" They say that they can never take it away from you. But they'll try, you know, in the case of Eli Manning.
But you need to have both, though. Well, and you don't need to have both. Fran Tarkenton never won a title. Dan Fouts never won a title. Dan Marino never won a title. Lamar's going to get in the Hall of Fame. Look, Lamar should have been MVP. I'm not going to sit here and go nuts about it because I'm with you, especially in a world where Lamar Jackson himself has talked way more about caring about making it to a Super Bowl than winning another MVP. But if we're trying to look at this objectively, when you look at statistics, when you look at the fact that Lamar was first team All Pro and the same group of voters voted Josh Allen second team All Pro, yet Josh Allen's the MVP. Like, you just have to explain that to me like I'm five. It doesn't make any sense to me. But that said, yeah, Josh Allen had a terrific year. Yeah, the narrative element of whatever the heck most valuable player means, Josh Allen had some things working for him in terms of expectations for the Bills. Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis signing elsewhere. The fact that the Bills had only one other initial Pro Bowl selection before you get into injury replacements and how ridiculous that's become. So I'll hear that. And look, I want to tread carefully in accusing the AP voters of disrespecting Lamar Jackson when you consider last year, Lamar did not have this overwhelming, statistically brilliant 2023 campaign, yet he won by a 49-1 first place vote, deficit, right? I mean, he was nearly unanimous again in a year where his profile certainly didn't suggest being unanimous like he did in 2019. So I think it's, I disagree with it. And I'll put over the Pro Football Writers of America, which I'm a part of, our group, which is larger than the 50 voters that the AP panel was, voted Lamar Jackson as MVP. So I'll put the PFWA over. But at the same time, look, let's call a spade a spade. Other than fans in Baltimore and other than fans in Buffalo right now, it's a consolation prize. Patrick Mahomes and Kansas City are playing for another Super Bowl on Sunday. So, and I kind of said that after in the aftermath of the Ravens losing in Buffalo, that if the Bills went to KC and lost themselves, what does it really do for Josh Allen's legacy compared to Lamar Jackson's? They're still in the same boat, right? I mean, they're still both trying to get to a Super Bowl, let alone win one. So, I mean, look, we're also talking about an NFL MVP award that once went to a kicker 40 years ago, right? I mean, which is the height of absurdity for anyone who knows anything about value in the National Football League, let alone, years ago when running backs and other positions were winning it more frequently. Quarterbacks are the most valuable, but there's certainly arguments to be made for Josh Allen. I'm not going to sit here and stand on the table and be outraged about it. And again, at the end of the day, I said 2 months ago I really didn't care that much about MVP. I think it's almost become a generational thing. I think people that are really wrapped up in MVP seems to trend a little bit younger. It's very online. Ravens fans and Bills fans were at their throats the last couple months, debating about it, to the point where if you were a Lamar Jackson guy, you were tearing down Josh Allen. And if you were a Josh Allen guy, you were tearing down Lamar Jackson. I saw lots of ugliness in that way. Not from media, but from both fan bases. When the reality is they're both tremendous football players. Lamar would have been my pick. I'm not going to shy away from that. And I feel pretty strongly about that. At the same time, I'm not going to sit here and say Josh Allen wasn't extremely valuable this year. I just found the process of voting one as your first team All pro selection, and then suddenly you're voting for another quarterback as your MVP. I don't know. That just seems kind of a that seems like kind of a cop out to me. That seems kind of a fence sit kind of position where, if you think Josh Allen's MVP, he should be first team All pro selection as well. That's the part of it that doesn't
I
make as much
had
sense to me.
maybe Ira Kaufman said to me, I don't want to implicate him. You have to go back and listen to him because they're all running together at this point, especially after a couple of Super Bowl this week. But I think Ira told me he voted for one for MVP and the other for All Pro. One of the
Yeah,
guys told me
that just doesn't
he
make
did.
sense to me. I mean,
It doesn't
it's just
to me either.
right. So again, I mean, again,
I,
both
and
these
by the
guys.
way, I haven't said it out loud. Lamar should have been the MVP.
And look, both these guys, the
And I
first.
didn't call the voters racist because they voted for him twice before in regard to Jim Rice. I'm calling the vote. I just want to clarify because some jackass will come on here. Jim Rice dealt with racism. Lamar Jackson's dealing with fatigue, I think. I don't even know what it
Yeah,
is.
and
Or the
look, I
fact
think.
that just they looked at Josh Allen and said he didn't have any talent around him. Like he
Or
didn't have the players around him.
less of it, sure. And Derrick Henry was a finalist for AP Offensive Player of the Year, ran for 1,900 yards. The Ravens had eight other Pro Bowl players before. Again, I'm going off the initial Pro Bowl list. I know that guys are added to the game, but.
If Jalen Hurts had Lamar's numbers, would they have used it against him because of Saquon? I don't know. I mean, but of course, if he had those numbers, Saquon wouldn't rush for it because that's the way offense is. I mean, the numbers
Yeah,
are
and
the numbers. The offense is the offense. Lamar was worthy and didn't win. And when you are the Hall of Fame voter in 2037 here, you're representing Baltimore, you'll get to be the one to step up and say, well, Lamar only won a blank amount of MVPs, and he got screwed in 25,
yeah,
24, sorry.
but I would also say there's probably, assuming he stays relatively healthy for the next
He'll have other credentials.
6 to 10 years, whatever it is. I'm not saying he's going to play to his late 30s, but There's no reason to think he can't play to his mid-30s, especially with the way that his game has matured. He should have plenty of opportunities. I mean, say what you want about getting to a Super Bowl and what the AFC has looked like with going from Tom Brady to Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, but that hasn't prevented him from
I'll say
being
this right
honored in the
now,
regular
dude,
season.
and you know, and this has nothing to do with voting. If he doesn't win, he's not going to smell as good as Eli Manning if Eli Manning's still waiting to get in. You know, I mean, and Eli Manning still might be waiting to get in. I don't know. You know, there's no saying it's going to feel any different next year. His stats are going to be his stats. The body of work's going to be the body of work. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, and I've talked about Tucker this week too, where he's the greatest kicker ever. Vinatieri's having trouble getting in, right? And then if they put Vinatieri in, who would be next? If Vinatieri went now, Tucker's probably the next guy, and he's at least 7, 8, 9. I mean, I don't think he's done kicking. I mean, I think somebody will hire him. He will kick again. It won't be here as a Royal Farm spokesperson. I'm trying out for that job beginning next week, by the way. So I ordered the chicken suit already. I would say this Hall of Fame thing, it's fun to talk about. Hell, if you've listened to the radio station, we've been talking about it for 3 weeks here because I've been bringing guys on. But I do think it's I hear so many people say he's a Hall of Famer. You just said it. Lamar's a Hall of Famer. I'm like,
He is.
he is on the pathway, on the edge of excellent, on the edge. But if you put the
You'd
ballots in
have
front
to
of those
predict
people
something.
today, if he dies tomorrow in a plane crash like Roberto Alomar or Roberto Clemente, I should say, and they have to put him on the ballot next year
He's in. I mean,
ahead
there's
of
no
who?
argument.
Because
What?
that's
What's
what the
that?
voters are going to say.
What?
Ahead of
Sorry,
who?
I
Ahead of whom? So
ahead
he's
of.
on the ballot next year, and I'm going to put him in ahead of Suggs, ahead of Yanda, ahead of
But
Vinatieri, ahead of
listen to
any of
yourself,
those
though.
people.
You're presenting the worst case scenario for a guy's. I mean, he's
The worst
90.
case
Okay.
scenario for him is he never goes back to a championship game and doesn't never plays in a Super Bowl, never wins one. I just that's a case for Josh Allen too, who just won an MVP. He's not going to the Hall of Fame either unless he starts winning some of
I'm
these
going
games that are
off of
losing.
the fact that he's a two-time MVP. He's already the all-time leading rusher in the NFL for quarterbacks. I mean, he. I don't.
I love that you're going to make the case because you're going to be the next presenter. You just don't
I'm
know
not
it
gonna.
yet.
There's not gonna have to be a case to be made. I mean, assuming he doesn't become the worst quarterback in football overnight for some mysterious reason, or does something heinous off the field or something like that, he's gonna be in. I mean,
Well, there's
it's.
going to be a point where he runs around in his career and he's slow and he gets the hell beaten out of him. And he is going
All
to
right, we're
be
back to this
32 at
now.
some point, and he's either going to have those trophies and these MVPs and rack all that up. The yards he's going to have, he's going to have, like, I'm not saying he's not a Hall of Famer. I'm saying when it comes time to put a guy in the Hall of Fame, you either stand up, say it's Ray Lewis, and you sit down and he gets in, which I think Fitzgerald's going to be that guy next year based on, dude, I've spent
Yeah, Fitzgerald's a first ballot guy.
I've spent 4 hours
Drew
discussing
Brees
this
as well.
topic with the people in the room over the last month, so I know the way they vote, and I've heard and I picked their brains about position and this and that and the way it used to be versus the way it is. It's not opening up anytime soon. It's not going to be different people as long as John McClain's alive and Jason Cole's alive. These are going to be the people who are voting for the next couple of years. I just think the Eli Manning thing is interesting to me, where you say about Lamar, he has to win a Super Bowl, and Manning's won them. And then you say to Manning, well, that's not good enough either. I just think there's different criteria in different rooms. I mean, and I just don't, I'm very hazy about just saying that guy's a Hall of Famer because the
All right.
room thinks differently. It just does. And I don't, Pete Rose is a Hall of Famer, dude. He ain't in there. And he died not getting in there. He ain't
I
ever
mean,
getting in there. Barry
okay.
Bonds ain't ever getting in. You know,
Th but
so
those are
the,
extreme cases, though, Nestor. Okay, if Lamar Jackson has a PED scandal or something like that, then okay, we'll revisit it. But if we're just talking
well,
about.
Tucker's going to have, you know, an issue now, right? So, you know, at least there's going to be a check mark that they're just not going to stand up and say Justin Tucker and put him
It's
in.
also a position that barely any kickers ever make it, right? I mean, that's part of what Marshall Yanda is going to face.
Well,
I mean,
that's why we
regardless.
keep talking about him as a Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer. He might be 2040 getting in, Tucker, I'm talking about.
Sure.
Like, and so to talk about him in 25 is he's a Hall of Famer. That's why I can't say that about Lamar, even though I agree with everything you're saying. Like, if he died tomorrow, you had to get in, he's on the ballot, and then There'd be some emotional to put him in, but there wouldn't be
Steve,
statistical to put
I
him
would
in
bet you
because
my
they would look at
mortgage
him
that
and
he would get
say,
in. I would bet you
okay.
my mortgage that he would get in.
All right,
Terrell
well.
Davis got in. Terrell Davis had like a 3 year peak of being amazing, and that was enough at the running back position to
Well,
get in.
Terrell Owens was the biggest dick ever to his teammates. You could stand up and say he was thrown out of five organizations. How can you call him a Hall of
Again,
Famer
you're giving
in
me
that
these
way?
extreme examples, though. Like, you know.
Well, Lamar's going to be pretty extreme, right? I mean, we don't have many African American quarterbacks, and I had to think, is there any in Warren Moon?
Warren
So,
Moon was a first ballot Hall of Famer and never got to a Super Bowl. I mean, there you go.
perfect.
There's one right there from years ago.
Good.
Again,
I'm not
we've
saying Lamar doesn't deserve it. I'm just going to say by the time Lamar gets into the room, there are going to be bad seasons and interceptions and things that happen at the end of his career, like Eli Manning getting benched and
But
just
Eli
when
Manning was
guys hang around a while,
Eli
that
Manning, the
happens to
only
them.
thing Eli Manning really has to even be in the discussion is the two Super Bowls. He's a four-time MB or Pro Bowl quarterback.
So if Flacco had won another one, it would be similar.
Sure.
Kurt Warner kind of had that
Sure.
a little bit, right?
Kurt Warner won a couple MVPs though and put up statistical brilliance, you know, albeit not in the same way that Peyton Manning did. Let me be clear. I'm not saying Lamar, if he retired tomorrow, is the best quarterback of all time or in the top five, but what he's done from a historic
It's a
standpoint,
revolutionized the game.
yeah. I mean,
Yes.
and this is the Eli Manning thing. Eli Manning, the biggest argument going for him is what you often hear about Hall of Fames. Can you tell the story of the history of the league without that individual, right? I mean, you hear that a lot. And Eli Manning would fit that profile. I would say Lamar Jackson, even if he does not win a Super Bowl, what he has done and what he's represented and the trend that we're now seeing, and acknowledging Josh Allen's been part of that. Patrick Mahomes certainly has been a big part of that, although you don't think of him as running as much, but hey, you watch him in the playoffs. He scrambles
Is
plenty. And
Russell Wilson a Hall of Famer?
yeah.
Okay.
I think so. I'm not sitting here saying he's going to be a first ballot guy like Drew Brees next year or Tom Brady in a couple years,
I
but
would say right this minute, Russell Wilson is as accomplished as Lamar in regard to winning championships and all, and a body of work, have a lot longer body of work. And I think he it would be tough to get him in. And that's why I'm saying if
I mean, he's a
somehow the
10-time
Ravens
Pro
go
Bowl
9-8
quarterback.
next year for some reason and they never pick up, and the Ravens are really good right now, and they've been good for a while. Now
Yeah.
they have a scandal to deal with, and they have cap issues, and they're going to draft late again, and they have just, and Harbaugh's getting older and more tired, and just in a general sense, I don't know that they're going to be 13-4 three of the next 4 years, like they've been 5 of the last 6 years, or when they've been healthy, right? So I can never in the middle of a career, and I hear this ish from broadcasters. He's a Hall. Tony Romo, John Harbaugh's greatest character. He's a Hall of Famer. I don't know. I don't know. I could stand up and make a hell of a case against John Harbaugh being a Hall of Famer and making all that he had the best players. He had the best. Put Ozzie in the Hall of Fame because Ozzie picked the players. Like I could do all of that when you don't win enough or you lose out on a third MVP that would sort of be that thing you can get in the room with. In case they don't win Super Bowls, in case things don't go the way we think they're going to go. And that's why I never anymore, this century, I've stopped calling that guy a Hall of Famer and that guy a Hall of Famer and a future Hall of Famer, unless it's a stand-up guy, you know. And Lamar would be a stand-up guy if he had a championship, right? I mean, a third MVP, like all of this stuff. I don't think he's a stand-up, sit-down guy yet when Russell Wilson's also in the conference. If they're both in the room at the same time, Eli Manning's in the room. I don't even know what other quarterbacks are coming down the line that are going to get in the room. The muddy, but that's the way the
Drew
real
Brees will be
vote
next
works.
year, and he'll get in right away.
Well, the real vote works like if you're going to put Brees in right away, then Yanda, that's one more year. Yanda,
Sure.
Smith, all these other people are going to have to wait. And I think that that's where, when we get into the room and we talk long and hard about it, the MVP, losing the MVP, will be not used against Lamar, but it could really help him to be a sit-down guy once it comes. But that will happen when he wins a Super Bowl. I mean, the minute Lamar wins a Super Bowl, I will stop the nonsense of he's not a stand-up, sit-down guy, but I think it takes that. And I'm not sure that's going to happen for him or Josh Allen, or I'm not sure Jalen Hurts is going to play in two Super Bowls, lose them both, and not go to the Hall of Fame, right? This is where the Hall of Fame is made, right? Winning these games. And if Mahomes had lost, gotten the three or four of them and lost, and we think of him more like Jim Kelly than we think of him like Tom Brady.
Yeah,
Even though
but Jim
Jim
Kelly's in the
Kelly,
Hall of Fame. So again, I
all
mean,
Jim Kelly did was get them the Hall, get them to the Super Bowl.
my
All
point
John
is, I
Elway did was get the Broncos to the Super Bowl on his back. And he wasn't considered that guy until Terrell Davis went over the top and got him rings. And I look, I hope Lamar gets his ring. I hope Buffalo wins at some point. I hope they both go in the Hall of Fame. And I hope you're the voter for it by the time it gets there. But in the meantime, these MVPs and all pros and all this, they stack up, and all they're really used for is this argument. It doesn't,
Yeah,
it doesn't,
and
it's like your
the
Pro
list
Bowl
of
stats.
and the list of guys who have won two or more, Patrick Mahomes, who's he is he could
He's a
retire
standoff.
tomorrow. Yeah,
Correct. So's Kelsey, by the way.
even though I think Lamar is way closer to that than you're giving him credit for. Anyway, Kurt Warner, he had to wait. He wasn't a first ballot guy, but he got in. Steve Young, first ballot. Joe Montana, first ballot. Jim Brown, Brett Favre, Johnny Unitas, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning. I mean, we're talking about all Hall of Famers or first ballot guys other than Kurt Warner. So, I mean, I think you'd have to project such a deviation from what Lamar Jackson has been over his first 7 years in the league to not think that he's not going to be a first ballot guy. And, you know, should he have won MVP this year? Yeah, I think so, but I also think
Well, he's
just,
pissed off this morning, right? He didn't get the MVP,
you know what?
just the
I'm
whole
not
way.
so sure
Good.
Lamar cared that much this time around.
I love frustrated Lamar. I love I'll prove you wrong, Lamar. It's who he is.
Yeah,
It's who he is.
but I'll be totally honest with you, and even over the course of the season, and obviously you get to the month of December, I sensed a different Lamar being asked about that even more so than last year, where I don't think he really cared about it that much. In fact, I was having the conversation with another media member briefly the other day, wondering if Lamar was going to show up in New Orleans, even if he had won, just because of the fact that he wanted another trophy there this week. I mean, he did. And he was extremely crushed over what happened in Buffalo. So, again, you know,
And he
bringing it
still came
back.
out and talked to the media about it, though, too. I want to point that out.
Sure,
So I give
sure,
Lamar a
sure.
lot of
But,
credit for that.
you know, I mean, so much of this, going back to just kind of the beginning of the conversation, I mean, what does MVP mean? What exactly does a Hall of Famer make? I think in this era where we have more and more numbers to try to quantify what used to be the unquantifiable, whether you're talking about wins above replacement in baseball, whether you're talking about numbers like Pro Football Reference's approximate value, for example, which is along the lines of WAR, you know. Jay Jaffe has used the Jaws measurement in terms of trying to stack up baseball Hall of Famers credentials, and Pro Football Reference has, you know, the Hall of Fame Monitor, which is similar in that light. If
Well,
you
the
look at,
drug scandals made the Baseball Hall of Fame a toilet.
yeah, I mean.
And my last, I mean, my cousin's in the hall. I mean, there's nothing I'm more proud of than my last name and my cousin. Blah, 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 blah. But
Right.
like, I
And
go up there and I'm like, this is a half-assed institution. And I would say that to Tim, who runs it, or any of the rest of them, because of the writers who vote, because of the, I mean, you bake in the racism, the politics, and steroids into baseball and into the stats. I mean, I can't. You and I have not had a Baseball Hall of Fame conversation in a long,
I mean, I
long
don't know about the
time
stats, but
because it. Well, Pete Rose and Barry Bonds aren't in. So the greatest and the greatest of both of everything we measure, they've just said, nah.
okay, but you're also acknowledging some really extreme conditions for those two individuals. I think it's far more
Barry
compelling.
Bonds cheated more than Pudge Rodriguez?
I think it's far more com
More than Big Poppy? They're all drug users. More than A-Rod?
I think it's
Like
far more compelling.
they all benefited from it.
But how do you, but then how do you marry that with individuals who were never linked to steroids, played in the same era? Stats might not be quite as good, right? I mean, Fred McGriff, that was a big talking point for him one way or the other in terms of, okay, he was never linked to PEDs. He came up just short of 500 home runs, but 500 home runs isn't the benchmark that it was 40 years ago, because of the steroid era, because of expansion, all of that. Look, I think we can be cynical and crush most institutions in America, if
Well,
we're being
Styx
totally
isn't in
honest.
the Rock and Roll Hall of
But
Fame either, so I'm jumping on
that
that.
said, that's the cynical way of looking at it, and even a realistic way in some ways. At the same time, at the end of the day, we're not curing cancer here when
We're
we're
talking
talking
about
about this.
greatness or degrees of
We're
greatness,
and
and
we're
I'm fine
talking
with
about
that.
games, right?
Yeah.
Right. And that's where I even look at it through the lens of, would I rather the Hall of Fame be more exclusive or more restrictive? Okay, it's a sliding scale, but if someone's really close, like someone's really close, I also don't want to be the guy that necessarily tears them down. You and I a couple years ago, we got into it because Harold Baines got in by one of, the veteran, whatever they call that committee now. I love Harold Baines. He's one of my favorite players. At no time did I ever think Harold Baines was a Hall of Famer.
Well,
But
part of that was a stigma, him being a DH too.
sure. And look, I mean, as I that's why I kind of said the MVP outrage with Lamar not making it or not winning and Josh Allen winning. I mean, the NFL elected a kicker, or the AP elected a kicker as the MVP back in the 80s, right? I mean, that's the peak of absurdity in terms of saying a kicker is going to be your most valuable player in the league rather than any quarterback or just about any other position, right? And I say that with no disrespect to Vinatieri or Justin Tucker, but among the Ravens' most valuable players in the history of their franchise, Justin Tucker is not in the top five. He's maybe at the back of the top 10. I don't
I had
know.
this argument with my wife, literally, last
Because they
night
just.
about who the greatest players in the history of the team were, because we were sitting watching this thing, and she asked about where Tucker
Yeah.
would he be considered greater than Suggs or Yanda as a kicker? She's like, he's the GOAT, and I'm like,
But the
this is
position
where
value
these
doesn't.
arguments happen. That like putting a kicker in, especially a kicker that's had massage
Yeah, I mean
table
that obviously that
allegations.
changes.
But it doesn't. It doesn't. All the voters say to me that doesn't matter.
But you know it does. I con when they say it consciously,
It would matter to
yes.
me if I were on the ballot that Terrell Suggs did things to me that I didn't appreciate physically and threw bleach on his girlfriend, and that would matter to me. It would matter to me that I saw Steve Smith threaten Jameson Hensley in front of me and saw nobody do anything about it. Like those after punching teammates, after all of that. So that would weigh on me a little bit,
I mean, we all have our
for sure.
biases,
Yeah.
whether we're talking about something that directly
Well,
or
Ray
just.
Lewis was in a jumpsuit and part of a murder, and they were shooting at his limo, and he had to deal with that 25 years ago. So did the victims, by the way. It's 25th anniversary of their death this week, last week. So, didn't he got in? Jury, whatever anybody else did, Ray wound up in jail and in a trial and like all of that, and still walked into the Hall of Fame. And he was innocent, well, guilty
Sure.
of obstruction of justice, but. And I'm not here to make a case for any of that,
Right.
any of it. I'm just saying the way it is, the way it
Sure. Well,
is.
and that's why I said even though those things aren't supposed to matter, they still matter, because we all have, we all possess bias. We all have preconceived notions. We all have subconscious thinking about individuals and ideas and things of that nature. So, look, at the end of the day, we said our piece about Lamar. I think Lamar should have been MVP. I'm not losing
So do
sleep
I.
over it. I think Marshall Yanda and Terrell Suggs are both going to be Hall of Famers. The more and more I studied it, the less I thought either one was going to be elected on the first ballot. And two, when you look at the history of first ballot Hall of Famers, and you just run down the list of guys that were first ballot, and this
Was
even goes
Larry
back.
Allen a first ballot
Yeah,
Hall of
he
Famer?
was. He
Yeah,
was. And
he's a
there's the
guard that like.
rare exception. And go look at his credentials compared to Marshall Yanda. Larry Allen was a better, had a better career than
Well, when I
Marshall Allen
spent time with
or Marshall
Baldinger
Yanda.
at the turn of the century in 1999, I spent enough time. I mean, I've stayed in Baldy's house. We've traveled together. Like, I know Baldy well. Anytime Larry Allen's name ever came up, he was like, Larry Allen's the greatest guard in NFL history, and it's not. And I was a guard, and it's not close. Like, that's how
Yeah.
Baldinger felt about him. That's why I ask you that, because that was a. I mean, I don't just respect Baldy. The world respects Baldy's work at this point. So 25 years later into our friendship, Baldy's breakdowns, I would highly recommend anybody that wants to see guard play and see it broken down. He does it better than anybody in the world. But Larry Allen's the gold standard. And then the question is, where does Marshall Yanda fall in there?
I think when you look at him, you have to consider Pro Bowls. One thing that I think a lot of fans and even media overlook, because Pro Bowls are such a mainstream thing. We talk about it. There's a game every year. We argue about it every year. But that's a credential. It's part of a player's profile. I think you need to look. I think a lot of people overlook first team All Pro selections. Terrell Suggs had one in his career, his 2011 season. Marshall Yanda had two first team All Pro selections. Now, they're again. I think they're both Pro Football Hall of Famers. I think they both will get in. But if you go to the list, and I even found a site that just flat out lists the first ballot Hall of Famers. I mean, since 2000, Ronnie Lott, Joe Montana, Jackie Slater, Jim Kelly, Marcus Allen, Barry Sanders, John Elway, Dan Marino, Steve Young, Warren Moon, Reggie White, Troy Aikman, Bruce Matthews, Darryl Green, Rod Woodson, Bruce Smith, Jerry Rice, Emmitt Smith, Marshall Faulk, Deion
They're
Sanders,
all like 75th anniversary, like literally, yeah.
Jonathan Ogden, Larry Allen, Warren Sapp, Derrick Brooks, Walter Jones, Junior Seau, Brett Favre, Jason Taylor, LaDainian Tomlinson, Randy Moss, Urlacher, Ray, Champ Bailey, Tony Gonzalez, Ed Reed, Troy Polamalu, Calvin Johnson, Peyton Manning, Charles Woodson, Darrell Revis, Joe Thomas, Julius Peppers. When I
Jason
look,
Taylor, I wouldn't, he's not a first ballot for me, but
and
yeah.
that's fine, right? I thought Antonio Gates should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer last year. Even he had to wait a year.
Well, there's
But the
another
point,
guy that suffered from not winning.
yeah. But that said, when I read off that list earlier this week, I kind of said, you know what? I don't think Suggs or Yanda are getting in, and I don't really think if we're talking about the first ballot. And look, a big part of this, and you can speak way more to this, whether you're talking about Ira Kaufman or Clark Judge or others that we've talked to over the years that were in that room and part of that process, and even though it's been revamped, are still part of that process. There's a way that this happens, right? And Ravens fans haven't been spoiled because they were all deserving, but Jonathan Ogden didn't have to wait in line because he was that great of a player. Ray Lewis didn't have to wait in line because he was that great of a player. Ed Reed did not have to wait in line because he was that great. If you're talking about the Ravens Mount Rushmore, Ogden, Lewis, Reed, and then the debate is about the fourth spot, which I think is going to be Lamar slam dunk 5 years from now or 10 years
Well,
from
the
now.
argument was, is
But
Tucker that guy, given
right.
he might
But
be the greatest kicker ever?
right.
And to your point, when it comes
And we'll
time
see
to vote
about
for
that,
the Hall
right.
of Fame, nobody's just going to stand up, especially now, and say Justin Tucker and sit down. Now, if Tucker had hit the game winner in the championship game last year and won a Super Bowl, you'd start to add that thing up even
Right.
more. Like Vinatieri, the reason Vinatieri is, how many game-winning Super Bowl did he win with his foot? How many did he win? How many games did they win? You could go Pro Bowls and all of those kind of things with him. And he's still like this because Terrell Suggs is going to get in before he does. Marshall Yanda is going to get in before Vinatieri. And they just walked in. And Fitzgerald, you've already put in. You got Breeze going in next year. Maybe not first ballot, but there's just all of these names, man. We haven't
Yeah.
even met. I think Hines Ward's a Hall of Famer, and he's starting to slip with every Steve Smith that comes on. And that's the way this works.
Yeah. But the point I was making about Mount Rushmore, when you pose that question to Ravens fans, and I'm talking about Ravens fans, not 20-year-olds who have no recollection of Jonathan Ogden, for example, you come up with those first three right away. And the debate is about the fourth. Is it Suggs? Is it Joe Flacco? Is it Lamar? Which, again, I think 5 years from now, it's not even going to be a discussion, but those first three you name right away, and that was kind of my point in terms of those guys being first ballot guys
Thing
compared
with
to.
Suggs, if I were going to play against him, I'd say he was fat a couple of seasons. You know what I mean? He had a couple of seasons where he just wasn't in shape and he wasn't as impactful. But I think he's the fourth guy right now. He's the fourth best player they've ever had. And then there's Lamar, who's quickly moved past. I would say Lamar is fourth now. But
Yeah.
Suggs, before Lamar came along, Suggs was that guy. And I also think Suggs may have a ding against him because of playing with Reed and Lewis in the
That's fair.
same way that in Tampa there was it really Sapp? Was it really Brooks? Was it really Lynch? You'll go through that with these players. And I think a key part, if Lamar had thrown 41 and 4 with J.K. Dobbins in the backfield, they may have felt differently than Derrick Henry on the MVP voting. I do think that I know all of these guys. They're like you. They're nerds. They don't just throw darts. They sit around, they pray about it, they think about it. They're not racist. They're not AFC fans or not NFC. There's none of that going on with these humans that I know. Maybe Tony Grossi in regard to Art Modell, but other than that, there's no other bias in this other than how you feel about the player. And I don't go man to man to all of them and say, why did you pick Josh Allen? I'm pretty sure Lamar had a lot of better players around him, and Josh Allen won more games and played a week longer, although that didn't matter in the voting. But Josh Allen was worthy. You can make a case
Yeah,
for
I mean,
Josh Allen.
I'm fine with making a case for him. And you mentioned it, and I don't even though I fully acknowledge the historical element of racism playing a part, but I can also remember Michael Jordan losing out to Charles Barkley for MVP.
Well,
LeBron James,
somebody put
how
Lamar
does,
fourth, right,
yeah, I
on
mean
their
that's
ballot.
ridiculous. That's dumb.
I want to know
That's
who that
dumb.
is, and I am going to have questions about who they voted for in the past.
That's a dumb choice. I mean, if you didn't have Lamar second at the very least, I think that's kind of ridiculous. And I think you're trying too hard to reimagine whatever the idea of valuable is, right? I think at some point in time you're trying to talk yourself into something different just to be a contrarian.
41, 4, and a
But
1,000 yards of rushing stop, right.
I do want to, because we were, and I know we're jumping all around here, but a lot of these arguments have similar
Oh,
threads.
it's a weekend
But
piece. We haven't
yeah.
talked about the game.
But
And the Orioles picked up a player. We got all sorts of things we could
I
get
had
into.
one final point on Suggs. I think the second act of his career, after the second Achilles, so remember, he tears his Achilles week one in the 2015 season. 16 comes back, has an 8 sack season, and then had 11 in 2017, made one more Pro Bowl.
He won another Super Bowl, by the way. People
And
forget that.
he did. That's so flimsy, though. I mean, he was barely a role player for the Chiefs, but he did. And that's
He's a
certainly,
two-time Super Bowl champ.
it's a nice little, there's, to me, that's where, if we're talking in terms of Hall of Fame credentials, how flimsy is that to say Terrell Suggs is a two-time Super Bowl winner and Lamar, instead of being a three-time MVP, is a two-time MVP? That's where we need to look, dive deeper at times. But I think Suggs having that 2016 through 18, where he had 8, 11, and 7 sacks, I think that sealed it for him. For me, because prior to that time, if you had asked me in 2015, is Terrell Suggs a Hall of Famer? I would have said probably not. Whereas now that changed me to probably, right? It swung me from probably not to probably. The longevity matters. We talked about this with Haloti Ngata. Haloti Ngata's 5-year peak was just about as impressive as anything from a Ravens defensive player. But did he do it with the same level of longevity? That was his peak as long as Ray Lewis or Ed Reed or Terrell Suggs? No, I'd say no. But he was a great player.
Or
And
Warren
that's
Sapp in his case, if you're comparing one to the other, right?
sure. Right? But Nada never was a big, was never a big
Haloti
guy
not a
with
much better man than
sacks.
Warren Sapp. I'll say that.
Oh, sure. But yeah, I mean, look. There's always subjectivity. There's always going to be bias wrapped into this. There's always going to be fun debates. I absolutely think there was some voter fatigue as it pertained to Lamar, in the way that LeBron James doesn't have 12 MVPs, in the way that Lamar or Michael Jordan didn't have 12 MVPs in his career, when they were the best player in the league for most of their careers, right? So we know that that happens, right? Whether it's something malicious. Or whether it's just more of a subconscious thing, or just trying to be a contrarian thing. If you vote Lamar Jackson fourth, which that's ridiculous. That's
What if
where
he
I will
goes
look.
41-4 again next year, right? I
I
don't know
would
how
say,
you vote against that,
yeah.
but
Well, and this is where I pump the
the
brakes
way you
on.
vote against that is you say that other guy did something similar and he didn't have any players, and he did in Buffalo.
Or. You remember that every year is going to be judged differently. Again, I thought this was Lamar's best season of his career, but in 2019 he was unanimous.
Dude, if
And
Saquon
last,
Barkley runs for 158 yards on Sunday night, wins the Super Bowl, he ain't gonna care who the MVP was. He is the MVP,
and right, and this is
like
and this is
literally.
where we come back full circle, and this is where I'd say whether it was Lamar Jackson up there at NFL honors accepting or Josh Allen, let's face it, outside of Buffalo, And outside of Baltimore, it's the
Life goes on.
consolation trophy. It is. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are going for their fourth title in 6 years, right? I mean, it's crazy. So, at the end of the day, it made for some very heated debate on social media and will continue to be because I think a lot of fans, and I made a one comment earlier in the segment. I want to just clarify what I meant by that. I said, I think it's a little more of a generational thing that has become, a little more fixed on, fixated on the MVP. I think some of that is kind of an NBA mindset where the NBA is much more of a player-centric league.
Who's the best player? Who's the best
Right.
player?
It's much, and the teams are almost an afterthought at times. And I think it's a little bit of that mentality. And I'm not saying that's good or bad. I just think that's where it's a little more different. But I will say this, and I'm sure Josh Allen was happy. Hey, what? He got a $1.5 million incentive for winning MVP. So good for him in that way. But either one of those guys would much rather be playing on Sunday night, and they're not. And that's where you look at Mahomes and the Chiefs, and they're still king. And that's where Lamar and the Ravens and Josh Allen and the Bills and Joe Burrow and every other quarterback in the AFC right now is they're chasing and they're hoping to unseat the Chiefs at some point in time, but we'll see. I think the Eagles have a good chance to do it. I think the Eagles have the better roster top to bottom, but Kansas City has Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and Chris Jones and Travis Kelce, and they know a thing or two on how to play at their best on this stage, and that's where it's tough to pick against them.
I'm just looking forward to seeing Taylor Swift a little bit more because I don't get enough of her. Luke Jones is here. He is Baltimore Luke. You can find him at Baltimore Positive. Anywhere social media is sold. We're going to get to some Orioles stuff. We'll have some fun around here. There'll be some post game next week. Tons and tons for people out there to say, I wish I could do something nice to serve the world. Well, I'm doing a cup of Super Bowl this week, telling all sorts of stories of things you can do to be helpful in our community and stories of real inspiration in lots of cases. I hope you listen in, tune in, find in, fall in at Baltimore Positive. It's going to snow and you're going to be stuck at home anyway. I'm Nestor. He's Luke. We are Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.